I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We get the Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful, and we're even better talking to you. And the Browns are feeling better. And you wrote about that as they get Kevin Johnson back in practice. They get Greedy Williams back in practice. Also, Mac Wilson back in practice already. The question is, though, how do these guys get used, and how soon do these guys get used? Because there's a lack of a preseason. I don't know if we really want to overuse them in week three against Washington when they're just coming back.
Well, you know, I watched those guys in their individual drills yesterday, and I was kind of trying to gauge how they might fare in a game. And it looked to me like Kevin Johnson looked 100% the way that he looked to me right before the lacerated liver. So I think he's ready to go and play nickel back again. Nickel corner, that's such an important position. As you guys saw, Tavier Thomas was targeted a lot in that past game. So I think that's a huge upgrade there. And then Mac Wilson was practicing with a pretty significant knee brace on yesterday, but he looked pretty good moving around. So I don't know if this is a situation where they'll be a little bit conservative and either work him in slowly or give him another week. And then kind of the same thing with Greedy. You know, I saw Greedy going through some drills, some ball skills drills and things like that, and he looked pretty good even when he had to reach both arms up and grab a pass and you know, he's catching the ball and stuff like that. So I think he's okay. He would probably need a brace on the shoulder as well. I think that some or all of these guys can play this weekend, especially KJ.
Mary Kay, should we adjust our defensive expectations based on having everybody healthy? Because I got to be honest, before the season, if you told me, hey, we get everybody that we have, everyone's ready to go, I would have said, yeah, I think the defense is going to struggle. I think we have issues. But people have told me the first 2 weeks – that their issues have to do with the fact they just weren't healthy. Where do you think this defense is going to be?
Oh, I think it has so much to do with the health of this defense. Even when I was out there again yesterday, there was Olivier Vernon and Adrian Claiborne and Jacob Phillips off to the side. So that's another two huge contributors and another major contributor right there not practicing with the team. They have not had a full complement on this defense. No one has seen what this defense can really do or is capable of yet. So I don't think it's time to hit the panic button on this defense yet.
Everything fixed between Baker and OBJ?
Yeah, I would think so. But here's the thing, and I wrote about this yesterday, and it's up there today, and that is this. You're just not going to be able to feed all the mouths on this offense this season, especially not every single game. If you look at the numbers that are being put out there so far, with Austin Hooper, Odell, Jarvis, these guys they're not on, you know, a Pro Bowl caliber track right now, because you just can't do that if you're going to be completing 16 passes in a football game, okay? Austin Hooper, at this time last year in Atlanta, had, guess how many catches?
3,422.
he had, right now here with the Browns, he's got 4, 2, and 2. Last year in Atlanta, he had 13 by this point last year. And, like, I don't know, 113 yards or something like that. So this is just not an offense that's set up to make sure that you've got, you know, 3 1,000 receivers and 3 guys that are going to get, you know, 80 catches and and 9 touchdowns each. It's just they're going to have to divide up the load from week to week.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. Let's talk about that offensive line. They have been pretty darn good. Kenny said this week that they've been the best in the division. But how much tougher is it going to be this week? A lot of people giving Washington credit for their pass rush.
Well, I definitely think it's going to be a lot tougher this week. This is a good pass rushing team. This is a team that leads the NFL with 11 sacks. Now, that has to do with the fact that they sacked Carson Wentz 8 times in the opener. I don't see anywhere near that happening in this game. The Browns have a good offensive line. But the test is going to be much bigger this week. Chase Young is tied for the NFL lead with 2.5 sacks. Again, those guys have 11 overall. Not only that, they're forcing turnovers. They've got 3 interceptions. They have forced 3 fumbles. So they're punching the ball out of there. They're swiping it. And so those are things that the Browns are going to have to really be careful of on Sunday.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the show. Should we be making comparisons between Myles Garrett and Chase Young?
Well, I think anytime you have, sort of freak of nature guys like that at the same position, yes, I do think that you will naturally make those kinds of comparisons. So I'm interested to watch how it plays out this weekend. Now, those guys, the Washington team, I keep slipping, and I'm sorry about
it's
that.
Okay. It's okay.
The Washington team they're a little bit challenged on their offensive line right now. Their Pro Bowl left guard is not playing in this game, and then in Brandon Scherff, and that always has a trickle down effect on your line. So it's a game where I think the Browns defensive line can really make some hay and dominate in some areas. I think they can make life very difficult on Dwayne Haskins this week. And so I actually think that this could be another week where we will be talking about Myles Garrett after the game.
Lyman and I have defended Myles Garrett through the first couple of weeks of this season. There have been some people who have gotten in here and there and have really been critical of him. What have you thought of his play through the first couple of weeks?
Well, you know, the first game, I didn't think that he showed up enough. I thought that, you know, I do think that you need to notice him. You need to want to be talking about him and writing about him after a lot of games this season. Not every single one, because teams will double him and do things to neutralize him. But, you know, you need to be making those game-changing plays. And so, therefore, I think it was great that he came through and made that kind of a play against the Bengals, because that's exactly why you draft him number one overall, to change the football game.
What do you think of right now Kevin Stefanski after 2 games as the head coach? Is it what you expected? I was telling Ken yesterday, I don't have no big, huge problems with his coaching. I know it's only 2 games, but are you starting to see an identity there? What do you think so far?
You know, I don't think we can make sweeping generalizations about anything just yet because, look, they played one of the best teams in the NFL, and then they played a rookie quarterback with a very challenged defense in week 2. And so they were just 2 vastly different experiences, and I think that we're going to know a whole lot more about this football team over the next 3 or 4 games. I think that we'll know more about Kevin Stefanski over the next 3 or 4 games. But I think he is pretty much what we thought he was going to be. I think it's playing out the way that we thought it would. The thing for those guys to remember is they are still learning their personnel themselves. They're learning how the game plays out. They're learning how Nick Chubb, reacts from a physical standpoint when he needs a blow and when to put Kareem Hunt in there. And do these guys get stronger as the game goes on, or do they need, a little time off in the third quarter? They're just figuring all that stuff out right now. So we just don't know yet. But I do think he's done a remarkable job of carrying this team through a lot of adversity.
Should we expect them to win this game against Washington if they expect to be a playoff team?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. I think we should expect them to win this game. They should expect to win this game. This is the kind of game that you have to win when you know that you're better than them in a number of areas. And again, maybe not necessarily their defensive line versus the Browns offensive line, although I do think it's a really great, great matchup. I certainly don't think the Browns offensive line is going to be like overwhelmed or overmatched, but that's a pretty darn good, even matchup right there. But for the most part, they're better in many other areas, and I think they should win this game.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that defensive line of Washington, and they're pretty good. I almost called him Tristan Wirfs. I think Jedrick Wills has done pretty good over the first couple of weeks. This is going to be a nice test for him because there are some people who are highlighting him on the film. The film buffs on Twitter have been highlighting him going, hey, look at 71 over here. He's doing a heck of a job.
You know what? He is doing a heck of a job so far, and that's fantastic because when you think of what he's had to go through to get to this point, what he hasn't had, the coaching he hasn't had, the preseason games he wasn't able to get, it is remarkable that he's able to go out there and do some of the things that he's done so far. Having said that, you're right. This is going to be a much, much bigger test for him this weekend. He really hasn't faced the likes of a Chase Young type guy just yet with that type of power and explosiveness. And, you know, I watched practice every day in training camp, and when Miles was healthy, they really did not have Miles over him very much at all. So it's not like he spent every single day dealing with something like that, a freak of nature, and now he's ready for it. I think that there might be times this game where, you know, maybe he has to have a little chipping help here and there or something like that.
Mary Kay, where in this division do you think the Browns are right now? I mean, obviously we're talking about them as the third best team on paper, but what is that gap between them and maybe, say, the Steelers, if you have them at number two?
You know, I don't think there's necessarily a huge gap. I think their defense is really good and will probably continue to get better, and that's one matchup that I'm very interested to see when you look at the next month or so. I'm really, really interested to see how they fare against the Pittsburgh Steelers and that really, really good defense. And you have to see how Ben Roethlisberger is going to hold up. Is he going to continue to get better and knock that rust off as the weeks go by? Is the elbow going to hold up? It's very intriguing. Those Steelers can be really a force to be reckoned with this season if Ben can stay healthy. So I would say right now I would go, you know, Ravens, Steelers, the way that it is in the standings pretty much, and I would still definitely have the Browns number three without too much of a gap between the Steelers.
What would you rename the Washington football team?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, Ravens. How about the Washington Rights?
Excuse me?
With Jason Wright.
The what?
With Jason Wright. With Jason Wright as their new president, who he's just such an amazing guy. I think there's nothing wrong with the Redskins that he's not going to be able to fix. So right now, until we come up with something better, let's go with the Washington Rights.
When you covered him, Mary Kay, did you see this in his future?
You know what? I didn't see this in his future, but I did see something. And I'll tell you what, there are certain guys that come through and you just know that they are going to go far in life, that they have the total package in terms of just personality, intelligence, wisdom, and all those kinds of things that lead to great leadership and tremendous success. And I have to honestly say that pretty much anybody that covered him during those years saw those things in him.
Wow. Such high praise. I thought you were going to say like the Red Wolves or something like that. I didn't know we were going to get this. I'm kind of taken aback, Mary Kay. I got to tell you. All right. I think we're done. Well, go ahead.
I'll come up with something better next time. But for now, you know, I think that he really does have to dig this team out of a huge mess in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge effort for him to have to try to do that. But I think he's got what it takes, and I'm happy for him that he has this opportunity.
Hey, real quick, and I mean real quick, did you think that the fans, the 6,000 in the stadium, made any bit of a difference? Did it make things like a little bit nicer in the stadium to have those fans?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. They were so loud. They took Baker and Kevin Stefanski up on the challenge to be rowdy in that game, and they really, really were, and it did definitely make a difference.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot. Follow her on Twitter, at Mary Kay Cabot. We thank you very much for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did you like the way she said sure there?
That was fine.
Kind of sounded a little bit disingenuous.
You think
yeah,
so?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, Kenny caught it.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Like when sure. She said I could come on her podcast.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's never
sure.
happened.
Sure.
I'm the king of going on podcasts. She doesn't even want me on her podcast. Okay, I thought you were going to follow that up with something. I guess. Nothing from Anthony Lima. All right, awkward silence for the next minute of the show. I did like what she said about expecting a win. I think that if you're going to be a playoff team, this is a game you probably got to win. This is a game you got to win. Like,
sure.
Thank you. Exactly.
I mean, you can ask her anything. Can I be in the will?
Sure.
Can I have your daughter? Can I have her? Whatever they
say. Wait a minute. You got to finish that?
Her hand in marriage?
The hand in marriage, yes.
Sure.
There you go.
God, you don't even know how to say the phrase.
Yeah. I've never had to ask.
You never will. All right, coming up at 9, Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Up next, you know, we hope he feels better. Lima and I do, but you got to say we're relieved because usually a story like this is a Brown story. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.